Moberly Utilities Director Mary West Calcagno joins us, and we're talking about a public meeting coming up on Thursday. And Mary, how important a meeting is this?
This is a really important meeting, especially this year where we've seen so much rainfall. I think stormwater is at the top of people's minds. And this meeting coming up on Thursday is a way for us to receive public input about how the city manages and intends to manage the stormwater program for the next 5 years.
So what is the stormwater management plan in layman's terms?
The stormwater management plan is just a plan. It is one of the few regulations that we are subject to that allows the city of Moberly to sit down and say, this is what makes sense for Moberly. So we get to kind of, if you will, develop the roadmap of how we're going to get to the 6 goals that we have to get to, and do it in a way that makes sense for Moberly, that is within our capabilities with the staff that we have, with the system that we have, to meet those goals.
So who's all involved in helping to put this together then?
We have a consultant who has helped us revise the stormwater management plan, and one of the things that we have increased that will change from the last plan that we sent to the Department of Natural Resources is an illicit discharge detection and elimination plan. And what that just means is we will watch our stormwater system for discharges of things like motor oil or weed killer, or if someone, it's even us doing it to ourselves, if we have a manhole overflowing somewhere that we don't know about, that's discharging into our stormwater system. So it's a way to manage our system. It's a way that we manage our fleet within the city of Moberly. It's even down to how we do snow removal and ice removal, those de-icing operations. So it's just kind of an all-encompassing plan about how we manage stormwater in the city of Moberly.
All right, the meeting's from 6 to 8 on Thursday. What kind of input would you like from the public?
I think this is an opportunity for folks to understand why we have to do this program. It is a requirement of a DNR regulation, a federal regulation that DNR has to pass down to us. So I think it helps folks understand the land disturbance requirements. If someone's building something somewhere, what those are. Post-construction runoff control. So if you pave or put under roof a significant amount of property in Moberly, there are things that have to be done for that. Even, you know, answer the age-old question, why can't we blow our grass out in the street? All of those kinds of things are all coming into this. Litter control. I mean, there's just so many pieces of this that folks don't normally think about.
Obviously, once you have this public meeting on Thursday, it eventually will go to City Council. What happens after their approval then?
So the stormwater management plan, the council will see. Then it will go back to the council during regular session on the 4th of September for their authorization for us to send it to the Department of Natural Resources. Because it does require us to do things, to spend money, the council will approve that. Then we send it to DNR. DNR reviews that, ranks it to make sure that we're doing the things or that our plan is appropriately compliant. And then they just come in. We do a biannual report, and they come in once every permit cycle, usually, and inspect us to make sure we're doing what we say we're going to do.
So what's the general turnaround? This isn't fair to ask you, but I'll ask it anyway. From when you send it to the DNR till they say, hey, this looks fine to us?
I'm not sure. Things have changed a lot. As we know, at DNR, they are turning things around much faster now than perhaps they would have in the past. And honestly, in the past, it was just like a rubber stamp. Yes, we received it. It goes out online. There was really no review, as I understood it, about whether it was appropriate or not. Now there is. They have to review it and rank it to make sure that we've checked all the boxes, if you will, to make sure the plan is fully what it should be.
All right. Has the DNR been pretty good for you to work with?
The DNR has been excellent to work with. We've got a couple of little blips on some inspections. They're doing their job. So it's always good to have someone kind of looking over your shoulder and making sure you're on the right path and doing the right things. I never like to see those letters because that means I missed something. I don't like missing things. But we've not found anything serious, and that's good news.
All right. Utilities Director Mary West Calcagno has joined us today in Quicksand this morning.